Ninny Hammer by Dick King Smith. Read by Andrew Sachs. Chapter 2. Farmer Frost felt the same as his neighbours. He didn't wish the simpleton any harm, but he wasn't sure he wanted him appearing on his farm.
"Did he speak to you, Pete?" he asked.
"Yes."
"What did he say?"
"We said, hello."
"Brilliant," said Peter's father dryly. "He never says anything to me if I come across him."
"Does he smile at you, father?"
"Smile? No, he's not like ordinary people, I told you. He's soft in the head."
"Ah, that's what you think," Peter said to himself, remembering what Ninny Hammer had done with the magic wand. "Nobody else in the world could do that. Father would never believe me if I told him how Ninny Hammer stopped the stream flowing and then started it again. But I'm not going to tell him. It's a secret between me and my, well, my friend, I suppose. I could call him my friend the wizard, because that's what he must be. Oh, I hope I meet him again soon." But he didn't. Many weeks passed, during which Peter spent a lot of time, after school or at weekends, searching all over the farm. He looked especially hard in the woods, where he thought his friend might have some sort of house, made of sticks, perhaps. But he had no success. "Father," he said at last, "do you know where Ninny Hammer lives?"
"Lives?" said Farmer Frost. "Well, I've no idea, Pete. I know he doesn't live in a house in the village or anywhere round about. He's not so keen on people, and they're not as keen on him as you seem to be."
"Well, why is that?"
"Because he's strange, I suppose. He probably sleeps rough, under a hedge, like as not."
"Oh, but what if it's raining?"
"He gets wet.